Well, around the healthcare roundtable this morning, we've got Eben Soule, who's a high school history teacher and music teacher in Baltimore, Maryland. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
And Lori Roman, we welcome her back. She's works in Annapolis, Maryland for a nonprofit and has a fabulous insurance program. Lori, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, we heard how your program was tested, Lori. Let's get a sense from Eben Soule. What makes you so confident about your health care plan? Because you are one of the 70% of Americans who say they're happy with the coverage they receive.
Well, as a civil servant, I get a really good package from the city of Baltimore, and I have three children. So I've never really had any issues I've ever had with health care with the kids, asthma. I've had knee surgery, whatever it might be, getting glasses. I've had no problems.
So,
Go ahead.
So does that make you feel good about the health care reform discussion in the sense that if yours isn't broken, there's no need to fix it? Or are you threatened by this whole debate?
I think it's good. I think it's long overdue. I mean, I would rather have the government regulate. I'm with United Healthcare. I'd rather have them regulate these private companies, because if I can pay less than $100 for my prescription and my health and I pay to Medicare, and if I'm paying state taxes, which also contribute if they allocate that, I'm paying for all this anyway. And the bottom line is, I think the federal government regulating these companies is better, because I found out last week off of an NPR debate that the president, the CEO of United Healthcare, makes $103,000 an hour. So, in my opinion, I don't think that, you know, there should be for-profit business when it comes to health or energy. I think that's, we're way too big a country. And it's written in the Constitution, in the preamble, federal government's responsible for the health and the welfare of the people. You can't have people sick.
But Eben, let me just turn it around a little bit. If that CEO for United Healthcare wasn't happy, maybe your coverage wouldn't be as secure as you're finding it with your three kids there.
And do you think that we should be paying people $20 million plus to be happy so our health care prices don't fluctuate?
No, you make a good point. Lori Roman, how about you? Are you worried about the pay of insurance executives, and does the current health care debate threaten your security about your plan, which, as you told us, was tested and was not found wanting?
Well, when my friends that live in Great Britain found out about my situation with my son, where his aggressive bone-eating tumor was, he was under treatment with one of the best orthopedic oncologists in the world within 24 hours, they just told me that that would never have happened in Great Britain. My son probably would have lost his leg had he had a cancerous tumor spreading. He could have possibly lost his life. So I worry about breaking what's not broken in order to fix something. So I think we need reform. I think there are ways to reform the system and to control costs that maximize individual liberty and limit government control over private health decisions. But I do know this. My son's leg probably would have not been saved in Great Britain, according to everything that I've seen from statistics and data and my friends' advice. And also, I have friends from Canada who said the same thing. My son's leg would not have been saved in Canada.
Well, let's talk about standard of care for a moment. Did your son receive what was described by your doctors as standard of care?
I don't know. But this is what I know. I had choice of doctor, I had choice of hospital, and I didn't have any government bureaucrats telling me that I couldn't go research and try to find the best care for my son. And I didn't have a long line that I had to wait in because of rationed care. And these are the things that I see when I see a large government interference in the marketplace. And so, yeah, I worry about not only, you know, I worry about a lot of kids like my son who wouldn't get as good a care if the government was involved in the bureaucracy.
Well, but Lori, Medicare is already involved in health care, and it doesn't affect your security or your sense of freedom of choice, right?
Well, I have to tell you, last year we really did test the system, because while my son was undergoing treatment with a private health insurance, my father was undergoing treatment through Medicare. And my father died because of Medicare bureaucracy. They sent him home from the hospital because his fever was 1/10 of 1 degree under the Medicare guideline for hospitalization. The doctor told me his hands were tied. He had to pull an IV antibiotic out of my elderly father, even though he still had an infection. My father died within 3 weeks from that infection.
Well, that's a broad range of experiences there. Lori, let me just get to Eben Soul's response to that. Lori is really describing a situation where in the private sector, she has security, but if you slip over into the public sector, she's worried about rationing. What are you worried about, Eben?
Well, no disrespect to Lori, but I find that shocking. Most of the horror stories you hear about people with private health care insurance, they're covered, then they're not covered. All kinds of the bureaucracy with the private health care insurance, and try to fight an insurance company over any issue. Just, I think you could already know the difficulty you're going to have. They're private. They're for profit. They're the ones that are making decisions that are costing people's lives. And the government is completely different. It's funny that most of our health care is in the hands of people making profit who are making these types of mistakes all the time.
All right, well, this is a fascinating debate. We're down to the last minute. Lori, let me just ask you a question. Have you ever had excessive paperwork or frustrations dealing with your own private insurer?
No, I haven't. But the nice thing about a private insurer is you can shop around and find one that has better customer service. With my father's Medicare, we were stuck. And even though he had private insurance, the Medicare rules trumped the private insurance. Mm. So we were locked in, and truly my father suffered and died because of a Medicare bureaucracy.
Okay, Lori, how much is your premium for your private insurer? Do you know?
I actually have it completely paid for by
your employer. Okay, Lori Roman is a nonprofit executive from Annapolis, Maryland. Eben Soul, how much do you pay for your premium?
$30 a month.
$30 a month. High school history teacher and a music teacher from Baltimore who gets his insurance coverage through the city of Baltimore. Thank you, Eben and Lori.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.